Okay, our friends. So today I have a very big question for you. It is, have you ever stayed in a hotel? Have you ever done that? Do you know that sometimes when you're traveling and you're not in your home, you need a place to sleep and a place to go potty and to brush your teeth? And that's what hotels are there for. And it takes a lot of work to keep a hotel running. You need to have somebody at the front desk to check you in, and you need to have a housekeeper who comes and tidies your room. And sometimes there are other services involved, like a bellhop who brings your luggage to you. I don't know, there's all kinds of things that can happen in a hotel. In fact, some hotels are so fancy that they have someone who pushes the button on the elevator for you. So you don't even have to push the button when you get in the elevator. Did you know that? It's very interesting. Let's read a book about it, shall we? Today's story is called Elevator Bird. It is by Sarah Williamson. And my friends, I will put the link on my Amazon affiliates page so you can go and get a copy of this book and follow along with us, because this one is a winner and it's got a lot of information, so check it out. Okay, here we go. Today's story, Elevator Bird, is read by Mommy and tell us who you are. Any name will do. He's a pea shooter. Are you shooting peas? Yum. Can I catch one in my mouth? Because I like peas.
No, they hurt.
Oh, these would be hard peas, like frozen peas or something?
No, they're not frozen peas. My friend Snow Pea shoots
the frozen
frozen
ones.
peas.
Oh. Well, all right then. I guess I will avoid your.
I shoot my peas at zombies as my first line of defense.
Ah, I see. I see what's going on here. All right, on with the story. When we open the book, we see the hotel. It says, all are welcome, stay for a day or more. And then we see a picture of the bird in question. This is Elevator Bird. He works at the hotel. He is a purple bird, by the way, friends, with a blue hat that has a feather in it. And he also has a matching blue tie. He says, hello. It takes a big team to run the hotel. Mr. Rumpley is the hotel manager, and he makes sure everything goes smoothly. The worms are the porters, and they handle everyone's luggage with great care, and they love to say, "Let us help you with that." Ruffy does the maintenance, and everyone likes him because he can fix anything. Randy is the chef. He bakes the croissants and the custard tarts and the cranberry muffins and cupcakes. He also makes an excellent eggplant parmesan. Allie is the host at the hotel restaurant, Randy's Place. She greets and seats all the guests. Jane and Olivia are the receptionists. They check in each guest and ask everyone, "How may I help you?" and say, "It's our pleasure." Mousy does housekeeping. He makes the hotel sparkle by getting into every nook and cranny. Esther is the server at Randy's Place, and she waits on the guests hand and foot. Charlie washes the dishes.
"It's a dirty job, but someone's gotta do it,"
he says with a smile. Charlie's a dog, so it makes sense that he would like to clean the dishes. It's Elevator Bird's job to take the guests up and down and welcome everyone, tall and small.
"Welcome to the elevator,"
he says. He's very polite. And here come the worms, and they say,
"Hold the door, please."
And the bird says,
"Sure thing, wormies."
And holds the door for them, because of course they cart the luggage, don't they? Elevator Bird always has a kind word for everyone, and he is certainly very helpful. So here we see he's got Esther, right? Who is in fact
ostrich.
An ostrich.
"Fresh flowers for the tables, Esther. Simply divine," he says.
"Oh, yes," she says.
Allie, is that a new hat? Great feathers,
he says to Allie, who is a flamingo. And she says, you noticed. And then, ooh, look at the chocolate cake they've got for the restaurant.
Chocolate cake on the menu smells delicious, says the bird.
Thanks. And then Mousy has got his big cart. And then we see Mousy with his big cart, and Bird says,
Mousy, I think you dropped this.
And there's the luggage cart with the worms moving along, and he says to them, here's the luggage cart. He's helping them. And
Charlie, let me help you with your tie,
says the bird to the to Charlie. Remember, he's the dog who's doing the washing. And then Jane and Olivia, he says,
looking spiffy, Jane and Olivia, ready for the new guests to arrive. Ralphie, you fell flat on your back. I'll help you up. Mr. Rompley, there's a tissue stuck to your shoe. Let me get that for you.
He has something kind to say to everyone he works with. When the work is done, Elevator Bird goes to the basement. His quarters are cramped and creaky, but his good pal Mousy keeps him company. Yet, something is missing. He sleeps under the hotel, it looks like, in the basement. Each day, Elevator Bird sends the guests off with good cheer.
Have fun at Boo Gardens,
he says. He knows the city like the back of his wing, and he makes lots of helpful recommendations.
You must go to Sunny Skies Rooftop Restaurant,
he recommends.
Turn right on Fox Lane, left on Cherry Road, and you'll be at Peacock Place. The views are magnificent.
He makes another recommendation. Each night, Elevator Bird goes back to the basement. He loves his job, but he wishes he could get out more. Elevator Bird longs for dark nights filled with city lights.
A room with a view sure would be nice, Mousy.
Oh, yes,
says Mousy. Mousy tells Mr. Rumpley Elevator Bird's wish. And all of his co-workers have something to say.
Why didn't he say so?
Something must be done.
Why, I never knew. We must fix this. Oh my.
Jeepers, Elevator Bird.
So Mr. Rumpley calls everyone together for a secret meeting, and they hatch a plan.
Shh, don't tell. It's a surprise.
And here are the things that they need for this plan. Operation Elevator Bird. Plants, wood, paint, nails, bucket, pencil, poles, ladder, jar, lights, candy, ladle, hammer, hat, workbooks, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, bowls, disguises, cranes, cups, stools, pitchers, brooms, sunglasses, hot air balloons, my goodness, oh, cones, rolls of paper. The list goes on and on and on. I wonder what they're going to do. The worms are on crane duty. Rafi goes out for supplies. Randy gets the candy. Randy eats the candy. Randy, don't eat the candy. Randy's such a pig, isn't he? Charlie strings the lights. That day, everyone takes the stairs.
Let's go, oinky oink. Excuse me, slow day,
says Elevator Bird to the guest that's staying with him now. And for good reason, too, because there is only one guest, right? Mm-hmm. The day is very quiet, but Elevator Bird keeps busy with his feather duster, and everyone else is sneaking around.
Shh. All set. Can't wait to see the look on his face. Shh. keep it down.
Isn't it wonderful that even though Elevator Bird doesn't have any guests to take care of right now, he's still choosing to be helpful? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he could say, there's no one here. I guess I'll just play video games.
But no, there's no one there, so he decides to clean. What a helpful friend he must be in that hotel.
Elevator Bird, we must go to the roof right now.
Of course.
Oh, I wonder if he thinks he's in trouble because that's his boss, right? Mr. Rumpley. Mr. Rumpley didn't seem very happy. Everyone piles into the elevator and oh my, what a sight to see when they get to the top. Sweet delight, Mr. Rumpley and the gang have made a new home for Elevator Bird to stay right up on the roof. Mr. Rumpley and the gang have made a new home for Elevator Bird right up on the roof. He hardly knows what to say.
It's all for you, Elevator Bird.
Enjoy.
Gil surprise. I can hardly believe it. Look at this view. I love it.
And everyone says, congratulations, Elevator Bird. And now, is that right? Now, Elevator Bird has the view he's always dreamed of because of his best friends. And in the glow of the starlight, he wishes everyone at the hotel a good night. And they say to him, good night. And he goes, thank you, Mousy. And Mousy says, you're welcome. Because he's up there with him, right? What a wonderful thing it is to have friends. And what a wonderful thing it is to have a place where you can work with other people and work in harmony.
Mm-hmm. So that is?
That is?
The end.
The end.
Now, I have a lawn to protect.
Off we go.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.